A symbol of the old West is under threat, or a pest is threatening the new West, depending on who you ask. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, says it may have to begin killing wild horses to deal with a surplus of horses in holding facilities. It's one option on the table as the Bureau faces rising costs and budget cuts. And it's prompted wild horse advocates to rally around the animals. NPR's John McChesney reports from Nevada, where half of the nation's wild horse population lives.
Someone whispers, "Here they come." And over a mile away, a small plume of dust can be seen against sage-covered mountains, followed by flashing helicopter blades. Soon, dark dots emerge on the valley, then flowing manes and tails as the chopper pilot herds the racing horses into a funnel-shaped trap. A wrangler releases a so-called Judas horse, who's trained to lead the wild ones into the final approach to the trap. The captives mill about, wild-eyed and confused. They look sleek and in good health. In the holding pen, a mare aggressively protects her foal. Glenna Eckel is a wild horse specialist with BLM.
There's a social hierarchy here, you know, of different family bands, and now we've got them all mixed together in this kind of a situation where they're getting kind of rustled around.
Whoa.
Yoo-hoo, mama.
That whack you heard was a mama rearing up and delivering a double-hoofed kick to an encroaching mare. That's one way the new hierarchy is decided here. BLM captures about 10 to 12,000 horses a year, about half of them in Nevada alone. Not enough, according to ranchers. Too many, according to animal rights activists. And Glenna Eckel says letting Darwinian nature take its course with the wild horse won't work, because it has no natural predator, and populations double every 4 years.
Well, yeah, horses die, but before all that happens, you've potentially ruined your soils, you've destroyed your plant communities. The wildlife and the other critters that rely on this country are probably long dead or moved out of the country. We have got to balance the horses with the other animals. It's a bigger, more complex picture than just horses.
Those other critters are deer and elk and, of course, cattle. We'll get to those critters in a minute. BLM faces another dilemma. What to do with all the horses now in captivity? 30,000 of them, nearly equal to the number still in the wild. This is the Wild Horse Adoption Center in Palomino Valley, just north of Reno, Nevada. Horses here are thrashing about in a steel-walled channel that leads them to a veterinarian station where they'll be vaccinated, dewormed, and branded with a cold iron dipped in liquid nitrogen. There are 1,000 formerly wild horses here. Susie Stokey is with the BLM.
Our adoption market's clearly down. It's been on a downward trend for the last decade. We used to adopt around 8,000 animals annually. And certainly the economy, fuel prices, hay prices, all those things are having a factor in terms of our adoption market.
So the Bureau is looking at unpopular options like euthanasia.
Or even possibly considering options like sale without limitation.
That's a Bureau euphemism for selling horses for slaughter. Dr. Michael Kirk is an equine veterinarian with the Nevada Wild Horse Commission, who believes euthanasia should only be used to prevent suffering.
I think it's a cop-out to use euthanasia as a convenience to cut down numbers of healthy horses, if you will. To me, the public's not going to stand for it.
One public group that's not going to stand for it is the Animal Welfare Institute. Chris Hyde speaks for the Institute.
The reason we're in this position is simply because of horrendous management of the program by the Bureau of Land Management. We've been screaming about this for decades, that the system is broken, that they're not managing it properly. And, you know, sadly, in the last 10 years, it's gotten even worse because of their proposal to do mass roundups.
Hyde and others say the BLM has a built-in conflict of interest, that it's a tool of cattlemen who graze cows on the same public land used by wild horses. Third-generation rancher Ron Cherry is president of the Nevada Cattlemen's Association. He says BLM's gatherings must continue.
Right now, the West, and in particular Nevada, is facing a drought. Stopping these gathers would lead to the ranges being overused. It would lead to horses starving. It would lead to horses dying for lack of water. It just isn't something that the public would want to see, and it's not something that ranchers would want to see.
BLM and others are no doubt counting on public pressure to increase the budget for care of this national symbol. Meanwhile, a lot of fine horses remain in BLM corrals waiting for someone to adopt them. John McChesney, NPR News.